Kiss Me Deadly, Fire here on Neo Rocks. Before top of the hour, you heard from Bro Dylan and Getting Even. Jason, are you trying to leave the studio now?
Hold on, stand by, stand by. Here we go.
You did the interview earlier, so you're just gonna walk out this time?
No, I caught the headphones on the chair, and I couldn't stand up, and I almost lost the headphones last week, and I really like these headphones. That's what I was doing.
Okay. Yeah. That giggle that you hear in the background, Madeline from
Kiss Me Deadly.
Kiss Me Deadly, and Matt as well. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Kiss Me Deadly has been represented in studio before, right?
Well, Jen was down here when Megan was in, and I don't know. Did Jen do an interview with us?
I don't remember.
I think we got her on the air for a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a...
Okay. So this might be... This is pretty much the debut for Kiss Me Deadly on the show. So, welcome.
Yay.
Thank you for being in studio with us.
Thanks for having us.
So, tell us a little bit about the band.
Well, we're a four-piece indie pop rock band. I've been with the band for about 5 years. I think it was founded, though, a few years before that, so it's been around for a hot second. And, we were comprised of a mandolin, guitar, bass, steel drums occasionally, the drums, Barry sax,
right.
And the piano. We're going everywhere.
I'm stuck on the steel drums.
Yeah, they're fun. Yeah, we have a new song that we just started playing out called a Albanian Mob, and it's a very funny song. Jen writes; she's an amazing writer. And yeah, it features the steel drum. It starts out with it and it has like this really, instead of it being like all nice and steel drum and like it's happy, it's so like ominous in the background. It's like very haunting. It's very fun.
Interesting. Right. You've made steel drums sound haunting.
I know, right?
And not island fun.
Nope.
That's okay. When are we going to get a recording of this?
You know, we're looking for places to record now, but hopefully within the next couple months.
So if anybody has experience recording steel drums, get a hold of Kiss Me Deadly.
All right.
Now, the Barry sax, by the way, Eric, you're going to be doing most of this interview since we are promoting the show at Coda on Saturday featuring Kiss Me Deadly, Googie's Rock and Roll 101, and the band that I'm in, The Liars Revival, which is a little awkward.
You get to talk to them, and then I'll talk to you later.
Shamelessly plugging things. I have no problem doing that.
There you go. But people who are used to hearing Kiss Me Deadly, they're probably not used to hearing a baritone sax. So how did this whole thing come around?
Well, you know, I started as a big fan of Kiss Me Deadly. And then, I heard Jen was just looking for specifically a baritone sax player. And funny enough, that's me, and I have one. So,
yay!
It's like a dream come true to join one of your favorite bands. You know,
you've cat sit for them enough.
Yeah,
you know, hung out with them
that's
for a
true.
While.
I did a lot of cat sitting prior to that was my initiation.
Yeah,
is that the prerequisite to get the band?
Like you have
to
watch. You know, actually,
the cat
kind of
has
is.
To love you.
The cat does have to like you, yes, and you get randomly asked to join the band. Like for me, it was. You know, Jen was hungover, and it was like, I think during, what is that called, Parade the Circle? Mm-hmm. And she was just like, you know, saw me taking pictures and was like, she's artsy. Hey, you play the drums? And I was like, yes. And that's how I joined the band. So
that kind of sounded like Jen, too, by the way. Can you do that one more time?
Hey, you want to join the band?
That is awesome.
Oh, Jen. I love her. But yeah. And Matt, yeah. It's random. It's very random. You have to feel the vibe.
So the Barry sax will be there on Saturday at Coda?
Absolutely. It will be there on Saturday.
Hey, Madeline, between us, Matt, don't listen to this. Right. Does he have any solos yet?
Oh, yeah.
He does.
We make him do solos.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. we make him.
All right, Matt, you can come back to the
conversation. No, they kind of like force it upon me because they knew that I had a jazz background. So it was like from the first time we jammed, it was like, all right. Everybody's just looking at me, and I'm just like,
and it's your turn.
Yeah, yeah exactly. And you go.
That's what jazz is all about, so I was ready for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, is there an order set up for the performance Saturday?
Well, Googie is actually going to be calling in about 5 minutes here, and he will give us the lowdown on that.
Okay.
Ooh.
Googie's always good at that. Why don't we play a new track? You guys were saying that this new track is kind of setting up the sound of the new band.
Yeah, it has like the banjo. Mm-hmm. Jen's introducing the banjo now because, you know, she likes to play everything. And so we have the banjo, and I'm playing cajon, and we have the steel drum, and I think it's the stand-up bass on this one, but it was for like a music competition, and they were just like, here is the name of the song, write a song, and everyone wrote a different version of the Fairmount. So it was really fun. Jen's is the most funky
okay.
out of all of them.
Well, we've got Kiss Me Deadly and the Fairmount here on NeoRex.
Chillin' down at the Fairmount. I'll stick around, baby, if you want. I'm hanging out by the jacuzzi. I'm thinking about what you could do to me. I'm chillin' down at the Fairmount. I'll stick around, baby, if you want. They have a really cool sauna. We can go to the pool if you want. Get down, get down, get down, get down, fucking down. Get down, get down, bump, 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 bump. Woo! Get down.
Good in that bathing suit there. You don't need that in the sauna, baby. You're gonna get all hot and sweaty. No. Why don't you just leave it right here on the floor?
I am here at the Fairmount. I'll be the baby if you want. I got a suite on the top floor. We can retreat and we can do more. I'm waiting here at the Fairmount. I'll be the baby if you want. I got a room with a nice view. I won't assume, but I hope to. Get down, get down, get down.
Kiss Me Deadly at the Fairmount here on Neo Rocks, and it's a fun little song.
It is a fun little song. It was recorded in the living room.
With one mic?
Yeah. I think it was a condenser mic and a, I think they had an instrument mic. Just those two.
Technology is wonderful.
Well,
yay.
Well, on Saturday, you guys are going to have to talk with this guy. That we've got on the phone right now because he does some recording.
Yay! Right.
Googie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome, my brother. How you doing?
Not too bad. It's good to talk to you.
What's up, radio friends?
Radio friends can't hear you yet, but we are getting them some headphones. And Googie, I do want to remind you that you are on the air. I know that's very apparent, but I just wanted for Eric's nerves just to let you know that over the air that you are on the air. Hi, Googie.
Hey, what's happening?
So, Googie, I asked them the question on air earlier, what the lineup is going to be for Saturday. And Jason said that he wasn't allowed to answer because you were going to answer for us.
No problems. Liars Revival, Googie's Rock and Roll 101, and the wonderful Kiss Me Deadly in studio right now, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
They could finally hear you now.
Nice. Ready to party Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, who you just heard, is a new member of Kiss Me Deadly. He plays the Barry Sax.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to
meet
you.
Oh, I love that thing.
Yes, he's Barry Saxy.
Right. Hey, guys, that's worth the price of admission right there.
For all
you radio listeners. You don't see that often.
No.
So Googie, are you going to pass him some charts and have him come up on stage with you?
Probably.
Oh,
you should.
You know, he might actually sound kind of nice on X-rated soundtrack.
You know what? I wasn't going to play that, but I'm going to now so that he can have a little heads up.
Right. I mean, it was a tenor on the original, but I think Barry might be kind of nice.
Are you at band practice right now?
I am, and I kind of want to put you on speakerphone and let everybody shout out to the universe. What do you think about that?
As long as they know the words not to say, then we're great with that.
we're good. I got my hand on the dump button.
You guys know what not to say on the radio, right?
Don't actually say it.
Hold on. I'm switching the speakerphone.
This is exciting.
Uh-oh.
We're all waiting.
All right, Googie's Rock and Roll 101, Tim Longfellow.
Yeah, Tim Longfellow here, otherwise known as Pop Spracer.
Yes.
Hey, Joe Wheelock, my brothers. How's it going, guys?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hokey. And the Hokey Man. Ready to have a good time on Saturday night.
Yeah.
All right.
Bear, you said hi to everybody but Tommy because he's kind of feeling under the weather.
Aww.
Googie, that was really awkward.
I know. No one can hear anything. We made radio history, I'm sure.
Guys,
just so you know, my energy's a little low, and I'm saving it all for Saturday. So.
All
right. Well, you got any new tracks for Saturday?
We do have one new song, surprisingly enough, written by Hokey. A great story that goes with it. He's been taking songwriting classes, believe it or not. That's not very rock and roll, but he's doing it. And he brought to me a very Stonesy party tune, which he was like, Googie, we got to do this song. It's my new song. I was like, well, let's see the lyrics. Let's see if it fits in. And it was the most tender, romantic love song written in the history of love. And I looked at him and I said, Hokey, this really doesn't represent us. And over the course of half an hour, we wrote it, so it's more an under my thumb, Rolling Stones kind of theme, and it's called Better Me. And hopefully you all get to hear it this weekend, world premiere.
Hey, Googie?
Yeah?
Are you going to be driving that bus Saturday night, too? Because you just ran him over like none other. Yeah, so
I got nothing. Hold on.
When did you buy a party bus?
Love song. We've considered that. We've considered the party bus leaving from the retirement center. Don't believe it, young people. Get over here, man.
Well, Googie, thank you for calling. I'm going to play a track now so that Matt can start planning for Saturday.
Yeah, all right. Hey, you guys, I can't wait till Saturday. We'll see everybody. It's going to be huge.
Yay.
Enjoy yourselves for the rest of the night.
See you later.
Thanks, Goog. All right. We've got X-rated soundtrack by Googie's Rock and Roll 101 right now on Neo Rocks.
Hey, baby. I think it's time for us to make sweet love. We'll be right back.
the stereo. We all got our favorite jams to get us in the mood. Baby, making music with that special attitude. Well, I said, baby, turn the lights up bright. There's been a change of plans in our bedroom tonight. I'm feeling freaky deaky, we need to change the song. Wake up the neighbors, our crib will shake until the dawn. Break out the wah-wah, crank up the sax. Tonight we'll party to an X-rated soundtrack. Break out the wah-wah, crank up the sax. Tonight we'll party to an X-rated soundtrack. You might feel Marvin Gaye, you might feel rap. If you in a tender mood, James Taylor's got your back. But if you DTF in a freaky way, there's just one style I recommend to play. Break out the wah-wah, crank up the sax. Tonight we'll party to an X-rated soundtrack. Break out the wah-wah, crank up the sax. Tonight we'll party to an X-rated soundtrack. Let's get our freak on. Let's get our freak on. Let's get our freak on. Get it on all night long.
X-rated soundtrack here on Neo Rocks. Now you have been sufficiently warned as to what's coming at you Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm definitely definitely going to have to bring the tenor sax.
And I showed you a picture of Googie so you know what he looks like, you know what he sounds like. You're ready to go.
I feel like I've already met the guy.
So you guys have some other stuff coming up in April.
We do. We have a show at the Fantasy Nightclub on April 22nd.
Is that actually in the Fantasy, like the main stage?
I believe so. We're playing with the Rubicons. They're quite fun. They're like a three-piece group, two girls, one guy. They're pretty awesome. Yeah, and you should just come out to that one and the one on Saturday. One of the fantasy though has a ship in it though. That's pretty cool. the pirate ship is pretty awesome.
Of course, Saturday night you're playing at Coda along with Jason Myers' band.
The Liars Revival.
You forgot my band's name for
a second. No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. And the Googies Rock and Roll 101.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. In the corner.
Okay, I find I won't play your song then.
Aw. Womp, womp.
So, where can people go to find out all the stuff about?
Well, we have a lovely band site, or website, called kissmedeadlyband.com. And we're also on Facebook, so go like our status and share that links.
Make sure to search for Kiss Me Deadly Band.
Yes, Kiss Me Deadly Band. Apparently Kiss Me Deadly is a lingerie site. You could search for both. There's no judgment here. Yeah. And we do have videos on YouTube. So yeah, come and check us out.
Very cool. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And have fun Saturday night.
And, all of the fun.
We're going to go out with one last track for the show. Here's Liar's Revival. Track that I don't think we've played much more than once on air, so this is always a fun track to hear live. Here's What the Hell Are You Wearing on the Aerox.
I want you to know, even when you're not around, hey, I still hate you. You were the one at one time, but now it seems you lost your mind, hey. Take you popping pills and snorting stuff. You always said you liked it rough, hey, hey. And now it shapes you. Every day is a mystery, and all your friends are history, hey, 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 hey. Where did your money go? What's that up your nose? Only heaven knows. I know. Joint custody, yeah.